This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. The strongest tropical storm in history to make landfall in Mozambique ravaged the country last week, triggering flash floods, death, and widespread property damage nationwide. Thankfully, Heidi Baker's ministry, Iris Global, was in position to help repair the damage. Find out more after this break.
Have you recently gone through a major life event, like a divorce, loss of a loved one, or loss of your job? Have you been experiencing anxiety attacks due to stress-related life events? Are you isolating yourself from your family and friends? By combining biblical wisdom with clinical expertise and mental health, our counselors do their best to invite God into the conversation and formulate actionable plans that address the challenges their clients face. The goal is to help your well-being so that you may feel mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy. Faithful Counseling's unique platform holds several advantages over traditional face-to-face therapy, as it allows you the ability to connect with your counselor at any time. Counseling is not limited to individually scheduled sessions, but it can extend to text-based counseling whenever your counselor is marked available. It also gives you the choice of communicating with your counselor in the manner that is most comfortable and convenient for you, whether by phone, video call, or even messaging. It offers you drastically more affordable rates than traditional face-to-face therapy, and it also gives you the assurance that your counselor will be a good fit. You're always welcome to switch to a different counselor if you need to. Just go to faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews and receive 10% off your first month. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. Again, that's faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews.
Only 1 month after Cyclone Idai killed over 1,000 people, a second storm, even stronger than the last, rocked Mozambique this week. At the end of April, intense tropical cyclone Kenneth made landfall in Mozambique, becoming the strongest tropical cyclone to do so in recorded history. As a result, houses collapsed, roads were cut off, people became trapped by flash floods, and ultimately more than 40 people were killed. This devastation comes barely a month after Tropical Cyclone Idai, the third deadliest cyclone in history, devastated Mozambique and neighboring countries in March. Heidi Baker's ministry, Iris Global, released a video on Tuesday showing footage of the destruction and devastation left behind by Cyclone Kenneth. The ministry also explained how they are helping on the ground and what believers abroad can be praying for. A ministry spokesperson explained, "Since the flooding yesterday, we were able to open up our school once again. We coordinate with the local government and have been distributing 10,000 bread rolls a day and plan to continue this in the future. Also, we've received a team of Brazilian search and rescue men. They actually arrived the night before the flash flooding happened with plans to work in the districts outside of Pemba. But when this happened yesterday morning, they were here on our base and we were able to immediately mobilize them." To learn more or help, visit irisglobal.org. And continue to pray for the ministry and all of the Mozambique people who have been displaced from their homes by the cyclone. To hear more stories like this, you can listen to the Green Lines podcast. You can find that show and many more at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.